Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLizay. Welcome back, guys. So this week we actually have two stories. We did a Namjoon episode, but the one story was a little bit shorter than expected, so we wanted to add another one. We're probably going to do another Namjoon episode just so that we can give him all the love that he needs.
Right, because I feel like these two stories was decent, but like, I don't want decent for Namjoon, okay?
Yeah, it's Namjoon.
Yeah, I need a great story.
Right. So this first story that we read is called Dilf, and it's on Wattpad, and it's by Jungkook's Golden, yeah. On Wattpad.
Okay. I'm really trying to think about this story because the only story in my head is the last story.
Okay. This is the one where, okay, so it starts out and there's this girl, her name is, it looks like it's Dana, but it's like Denia or something like that. I don't know. So she's a preschool teacher or whatever, and she's taking care of these kids.
Oh.
That one. You remember that one?
I remember the story.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, what was her name?
Denia or something? I don't know. It was spelled interestingly. Dayanah.
Oh, why did I think her name was like Daya?
I thought it was Dana, and then I looked at it again, and I was like, that's definitely Denia or Day. Oh, you know what? It might be Dana or Daya.
Okay, we're going to name the girl Daya, okay? Because that's what we think it is. So, in the beginning of the story, it's a girl named Daya, and she was a kindergarten teacher, and she was having a meeting with Namjoon. Namjoon has a son that's kindergarten, right?
Yeah, he's young. Yeah, I think it's kindergarten.
Yeah, so he has a kindergartner, and she calls him in for a meeting. So, when they have this meeting, she starts to ask him, is something going on at home? Like, he's not acting as if I guess she was kind of saying he ain't acting like he usually do. So is something going on at home?
Mm-hmm.
And he started to tell her about his wife and that they were like not in a good place and all this good stuff. Wow, admiring how good she looked, you
mm-hmm.
know, because she was bad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he was just looking at her, you know, they got to talking about that, you know, the situation at home. And then didn't they kind of get to talking about some other stuff that they really didn't need to talk to?
Yeah, and she was like, we don't have to get into that.
Yeah. So that pretty much was it. And I'm trying to think. He didn't ask her out or nothing like that after that, did he?
No. Actually.
I think that was pretty much, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. And so then he went home, you know, to his wife, who he didn't care about at all.
They talked to each other crazy.
Yeah, like, they was just like friends, like, basically. And she asked him, like, what was the teacher meeting about? And he was just telling her that the teacher know that he's not in a good place. He'd been hearing her do all that screaming and hollering, them arguing, and they don't need to be arguing in front of him and all this other stuff. And she was blaming him and he was blaming her. And then they just kind of got to talking about why they were together. And that was really much it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next scene, I guess he and his son was like going to a store, a cafe or something.
Yeah, she was with her homegirl, who was Hwasa, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that about the story.
I did too.
And he's seen her. And then, you know, he kind of tried to, you know, talk to her or whatever. But it was like almost like a hey boss situation, right?
No, so they were sitting there chilling, her and Hwasa, and he came up and then he started to talk to her, and Hwasa's like, "All right, girl, I'm gonna see you later," and she bounced, and so he was
Yeah,
like, "Do
but
you
oh,
mind?"
yeah. That's
Yeah.
right. But at the same time, they were best friends. So she had already talked to her Hossa about him. And Hossa, that's my girl, okay? I don't care. In every story, she's still my girl. I
Every
don't
single
care.
one, she always plays such a good character.
Yeah, every time. Even when she, even in that last story with Namjoon, when she was cheating on him, she still was my girl, okay? So anyway, she was already. Dahlia had already, I think that's her name, had already been telling Hossa about him or whatever. And Hossa's attitude was like, girl, if you don't jump on that thing, we don't care if he married. We don't care.
Girl.
Like, that was her, that was like, she was like, so he ain't happy. You might as well jump on that thing, girl. And she was like, I don't know. It kind of reminded me of me and you.
Girl, yes, absolutely. It definitely did. It definitely did. I was like, oh, I cannot wait till we talk about this.
Because it just reminded me of me and you, because he was like, she was like, oh, I don't know. She was like, girl, you better. And that would have been me, girl, you
Right.
better. So anyway, so they seen him at the store or a cafe, whichever one it was, and she kind of was like, okay, girl, I'm gonna go on and excuse myself. And she was like, we literally was just talking about him. They had just literally was talking about him at that time. And so, you know, he sat down and he was like, the son wasn't there, was he? I don't know
No,
why I
no,
thought
no,
the son was
no. No,
there.
he wasn't with him.
Okay. So the son was not there, excuse me. And he just sat down, he just started talking to her, you know, about all this stuff. And it's like, he still was talking to her about how he was not happy. And she told him that she would be the ear to listen if he wanted to vent. So he was just venting to her, telling her all this stuff of why they got married. They only got married because they were college sweethearts, and she ended up getting pregnant. And they thought they really loved each other, but then come to find out later on, they didn't really have a lot of things in common like they thought. And go ahead, D.
So she realized that they she blah, 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 blah. She realized that they didn't have as much in common, so that kind of ended, but she hasn't really been doing anything since. So there's a conversation at some point when they're kind of like talking about just her being single and stuff like that, and he pretty much asked her like out. And she's like, "Well, you're whole married." But he was telling her about about things weren't going well, so she's like, "All right, well, like we can go out or whatever. It's cool." So he picks her up, like super nice. They go to what, like a park?
I think so.
Yeah, they went to like a park or something, and then they were walking around, and he's like asking her questions about her life and the things that she likes and all this stuff. And he's like talking about that, you know, he'll buy her all these things, and she's like, "You really don't have to do that." And he's like, "But like I want to, like I want to do all these things for you." And she's just like, "Honestly, like you don't have to do all that."
He
So
had plenty of money.
he had plenty of money. Namjoon was loaded, loaded.
Yes.
And so they have their little date or whatever. It goes really well. Super respectful, all that good stuff. And then that's it, right?
Didn't they get together that night?
Did
They
they?
end up going to her place or something, didn't they?
I didn't.
I don't know if they got together that night, girl.
I don't. Do you? I don't think so. Maybe. I didn't think they got together until like maybe the second or third date, maybe the second date. I don't know.
Maybe they don't. I thought they linked up that night, honey. I thought they did. I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember that. I just don't remember that. That may have happened.
Yeah, I think I might have been thinking about our story too, because I was just thinking about our story, and because I was like, I need to start trying to write my part.
Yeah.
And then I remember in our story that we went ahead and just let them get it on the first, you
Sure
know.
did, yep.
So I think I might have been thinking at the same, I don't know, you know how my mind is,
Girl, that's
child.
cool. We read a lot of stories. But yeah, so they were kissing and stuff like that, but like nothing else happened that night. And then I want to say like the next day or so, okay, Namjoon always goes and picks up the son, and the mom always drops him off, right? Yeah, so Namjoon saw her the next day picking up his son, and they try not to be, or did he call her? I think he called her, and she was kind of like, "How did you get my number?"
Yep.
And
And he's like,
he's,
I got my ways.
yeah. And then she was like, "Isn't this like, isn't this a bad idea considering, you are still married?" And he's like, "Nah, I have three phones," which, okay, he has one for emergencies, one for business, and his personal. Okay.
Ryan, camera days.
Like, all right. So. Or no, one for, did I say emergency? It was emergency, yeah. So
And
he,
she asked him, which one am I on?
right, he gonna say emergency.
Life
Homeboy was in love with her like off the rip.
real, but he was like wrong with it. He like, this is what it is. Like,
Yeah, he was ready to be out that relationship so bad, like,
he really was.
and she was,
Well, he,
oh, go ahead.
no, he already knew what she was doing anyway. Like, he
Right.
already, and he was never at the house either.
Right. So yeah, he's texting her or whatever. They end up having another date. But I don't remember where, I think they went, I don't remember where they went. I'm about to mix up a story. They went somewhere nice and she had her dress on. She was looking good. He was looking good, all that. And I think that night it went down.
Because he had a house, he had his own another apartment or something.
Right, for work, was it?
Yeah, where he stayed at that apartment because he don't hardly ever stay home like that. Like, he just went straight from work sometimes to just there because he would work so late.
Yeah, and it was nice too, from what it sounded like.
It was actually, it wasn't an apartment, it was a freaking
Penthouse.
yeah, penthouse.
Yeah. That thing sounded nice. I'm like, okay. And then what happened next, girl?
So they just kind of kept screwing after that, honestly.
For real.
It was a lot of screwing, but he was like kind of still dealing with his baby mama or his wife, Lord, I say his baby mama, his wife. And the wife, when he came home one day, she was like, oh, they had got into it over some stupid stuff. And she was like, I know you seeing that teacher.
Because he was going all out in public and was had no shame. It was just like, yeah,
Had
I'm gonna
no
do it.
shame at all. Like, he did not care who seen him.
At his
And she
favorite
was,
little spots, I'm like, whoa, he tripping.
And she was like, I know you seeing that teacher. Don't do her like you did the last one. And whatever. He was like, you need to mind your business and stuff like that. He was like, you seeing somebody too and all that stuff. And she was just like, whatever. I think they decided they were, did they decide they was getting a divorce then after they had got into it?
I think so. I think so. Yeah, I think they had decided they were done then. And but then she didn't, like, they were seeing each other a lot, but then she didn't, the Daya, whatever we said her name was going to be, she didn't hear from him for a little bit. And she felt a way about that.
But I don't know why I'm feeling like this.
Girl. Girl.
For some reason, I have some strange feelings.
Right. I don't know what they are, but something's happening in my heart.
Right, exactly, every time.
That's too funny.
So they just pretty much decided that they were gonna go part their way. She was gonna, the wife was gonna go her way, he was gonna go his way. And after some time, he like called her and she was like, where you been? And he just kind of told her what he was going through and all this good stuff. But oh, I forgot to say this. So before they like separated, the wife was telling Namju, you need to tell her you don't need to do that poor girl like that. Like, she wasn't like mad about it or nothing. She was like, you don't need to do that poor girl like you did that last girl. And you need to just tell her, because if you don't tell her, then I'm going to tell her. And that's when he was like, you need to mind your business, bop, 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 bop. So she kept seeing Namjoon over the time, after they linked back up or whatever, but he still never told her. So the wife ended up going.
Wait. They take a, don't they take the trip first?
Girl, go ahead, because I don't even remember that trip.
Oh. So they take a trip to like Mexico or something. Ooh, my voice just cracked crazy. They take a trip to Mexico or something like that. And everything is like so cute. It's so perfect. And they're having a good time. And he tells her that they ended up getting divorced. Oh, wait, no. So the trip happens first before they actually get divorced, I think. Does
Oh.
it? I don't know. I don't know. Some anyway, they take this trip and everything is good. They're having an amazing time. Like just everything's perfect. And then they get back from the trip. I think that's when that happened, but it may not be because I just remember he showed up at her house drunk. You remember?
And
You remember that? You said you don't.
I'm
It's
sorry.
okay. He showed up at her house drunk and she didn't know like what was going on and she let him in and he was pretty much like, "Yeah, we got divorced, blah blah blah." Like I'm trying to think when this was. Okay, I'm messing this timeline all the way up. I'm sorry. So,
Listen,
they go
girl.
on vacation, everything's cool, they're having a good time. They come back and his wife calls her on the phone and asks to meet up. So homegirl's
Yeah.
like, I don't, but okay, we'll
Home
meet
girl,
up.
like, how she get my number too?
Right. How you get my number? I'm guessing it was on the paperwork for the school or something like that. Like, something had
Yeah.
to happen to internet. I don't know. But so she called her up and was like, "Hey girl, really would like to talk to you." And homegirl's like, "I don't want to for real, but like, cool. I will meet up. Tell me when." She's like, "Come to this place. Everything's cool." So she goes, and there's first of all, I just want to talk about this part. They're eyeing each other, and she's like, "I can see what she sees in her." He sees in her, and she's also like, "I
Right.
can see what he sees in her," because she herself was like, "Dang, she's really a baddie." Like,
Yeah,
okay.
they was really attracted to each other.
For real. So while they sitting there admiring each other, Daya's like, okay, let me Daya, I'm gonna call the girl Daya. Daya's like, so I know we sit here chit chat and whatnot, but we're never gonna be friends. So like what's up? Like what do you wanna tell me? So homegirl goes to tell her that this is not the first time that Namjoon's been with somebody else. She tells her that the reason he did this before and that girl was obsessed with him and it was his secretary. And so she tells her that like she was in love with him and all this other stuff. Well, she ended up ending her life over that whole situation. And Namjoon really didn't feel for her like that. Like he liked to have her there, but he wasn't really pressed and he didn't want to fire her because she needed to work to pay for her grandma's bills and stuff because her grandma was sick. So she tells her that, and then she also tells him like, or she, I think Daya says, "Oh, you," Daya says, "you were just telling me that because he wanted to divorce you and all this other stuff and all this." And she's like, "No, I've been wanting a divorce for a while, but he like low key held me hostage and said that I couldn't leave because of." He was worried about him not being able to see his son and all this other stuff. So now she's
Yeah, so
like
not because Namju had told her a whole different
a whole
story.
different story. He made it seem like that she wouldn't let him go and all this other stuff, that she was going to take half of his stuff and all this other craziness, which
Which
none
I
of that
don't
was
know why
true.
he even did that at all.
I don't
I'm so
either.
confused on why he even. I don't know if he just thought she was too scared he was gonna take the son or what.
I don't know, but I feel like you're like if you could have gone to court. I know that's hard to make sure that you get, at least some type of custody or something like that. But I don't know. That was interesting, cause they low key hated each other.
For real, for real.
So she tells her all that. So Daya is sitting there like, just stumped, like she's just mind blown, like she can't believe that she told her all this. She feels some type of way about Namjoon. She just feels a way about it. So she's staying at his penthouse one night and is like he comes home and he's like, "Oh, I'm so tired, blah 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 blah," and she's already like, "I got an attitude," or whatever. She don't tell him that, but she got an attitude. So he's like, "Well, what's up?" And she cuts him off while he after he starts talking about something. She's like, "Have you ever cheated before?" And he doesn't tell her the truth.
Right.
And so then she's like, oh, okay, so that's how you're doing? Cool, we're done. She gets her stuff and she's like leaving the house because she's like, we're not doing this. She's like, why would you not tell me the truth about this whole situation and how deep that situation went? Like, that wasn't even something to be taken lightly. And so he ends up telling her how he felt about it and how he was having a hard time with it and that he still pays for the grandma's medical bills still to this day because, you know, he feels guilty and all this other stuff. And he's like, please don't leave me, all this other stuff. She's like, I need my time. You're gonna have to give me some time. And he, by this point, they're like together.
Yeah.
So he tells her, you know, go ahead, take all the time that you need. But he for real is like upset. This man goes home. He goes to his home with his ex-wife and is in tears.
To the
wife about this whole situation. And homegirl's not even upset because she with Jen, who's a surgeon or something like that.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, so she's like, I'm gonna give you this advice, boo. So she's like upset with it. I'm upset, you know, I just want us to be back together. I can't believe this happened, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, look, I told you from jump that you need to be honest with that girl. And you chose not to do it. So you got to deal with it. But the advice I'll say is give her some time. And like, if you really, maybe give her a day or two and then like reach out and see what happens.
And then tell him, and if you don't do it, then I'm going
to get her. I'm going to get her. I'm going to take her. Because she fine. Girl. So yeah, go ahead.
So I think he kind of did. He give her some time because I feel like they didn't really have the time.
They had a fanfic time, so he gave her like a day and a half.
And he was back over there. Yeah, and then, like, he spilled all his guts to him. And then did you notice that like he changed after that?
Yeah, he did.
Because he went from like a daddy dom, hardcore daddy dom, to like, no, I'm a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
So she just basically told him that she needs some time to trust him because she did not trust him after he lied about something so stupid, which it was.
Yeah, he could have been honest.
Yeah, and then he started telling her really early that he loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of just found dates and she met the little boy.
Well, she knew him, but he was at the house one day. He's like upset because the little boy knew he was going to marry his teacher.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Like they had already knew each other. Mm-hmm. But he was mad at his daddy because the little boy wanted to marry the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I just knew it was about to be some kind of racist stuff.
I did too. I hate to say that, but I did too.
I know. But. So yeah, the little boy was mad at his daddy because he wanted her, the teacher, and then I'm not really sure what happened after that.
So they were just pretty much like, yeah, this is my girlfriend, this is my, well, actually, I don't know if she had decided that she was his girlfriend just yet until like a couple of other times that they went back to the house, but, yeah, so they had, like you were saying, they had more dates and everything was cool. But she was, like, adamant that she did not want to be his girl again until she felt good and ready.
But she stopped messing with him, honey.
Yeah, well, so then she stopped messing with him. And then one night, they get it popping. And homegirl ends up getting pregnant. And she, yeah, and she's like, well, I don't want to be pregnant. Not right now, like... We not even together yet. We trying to figure it out. I don't want to go ahead and start that. So,
well, honey, they knew that was gonna happen,
right? Because they never use protection.
They never use. They will always be like, "Oh, I forgot the condoms."
Yeah, and then go ahead.
Yeah, so they will always forget the condoms. They will always have sex, and then they had like this whole conversation about how she didn't want to be pregnant. He didn't really want another kid right then, but he still wanted a kid with her in the future, but he didn't want it right that second. And they basically had a whole conversation about what would happen if she did get pregnant. He was like, well, you could just, you know, you can go to the clinic or whatever to get an abortion, and they pretty much was like, okay.
Well, so one of the reasons why this got crazy was because she wasn't on birth control because she just wasn't for it, which totally understand, not a fan. Mm-hmm. Right. But they had this situation happen once before where they didn't use a condom, and he got her a plan B. But
really light,
but he got her a plan B. But then it happened again, and she was like, well, just go give me another plan B. And he's like, no, girl, I'm not about to give you these constantly. Like, that's not good for your body. He was like, you already took one. So that's kind of what, which, you know, that's how she ended up getting pregnant.
So they was waiting on it anyway, and he was like, by the way, because this was like days, like weeks later, and he was like, by the way, have you had your period? She was like, no.
Right.
And he was like, well, I guess I gotta go get these tests. So he went and got the test. She came out pregnant, and then they both decided that they was going to get the abortion. So then they end up going to the abortion clinic, and he stayed in there, like the waiting area, as she went back. And he was there with like all these women, and like they were like, he was, I don't know if he was talking to another woman.
Yeah, he was.
That was there. And she was like, oh, you a stand up guy because you here. I ain't never had one of my men even coming in here with me. So you good because you even doing that. Then he started thinking about, oh, did he really want to do that?
Right.
And in the same time, she in the back room thinking, do I really want to do
right.
this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, but ultimately she ended up getting the abortion. They left. He like was comforting her.
Real quick then, though, before you get there, it was interesting because the lady that Namjoon was talking to in the waiting room, their conversation was actually really good. And if y'all read it, I think y'all will like it. But she said that was her fifth one. I said, dang, girl.
Fifth and one. Not with the same man, honey.
But it sucked because I was like, the fifth one, and you've been alone for all of them. That's rough. That's rough.
Girl, the fifth one, do you know what kind of, how much that is on your body?
Yeah. But, like, I was just thinking about the emotional and the mental part of it, like, to go through that and then also be alone each time. Like, that's rough.
Right.
But, yeah, go ahead. I just wanted to mention that because I was just like, wow.
So, you know, they left, went home, and like they had this whole conversation about how she was like second thinking herself, and she was starting to think about what it would be like to have that family with him, and she seen the sign of the is it called a sonogram?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? A sonogram?
Girl, you know, I don't know.
She got ultrasound. I always get sonogram and ultrasound mixed up. I don't know why.
What's
she got an ultrasound, huh?
I thought it is it the is the printed copy a sonogram?
I don't really know the difference. I don't think. I think a sonogram is when you like. I don't really know. I'm not even gonna lie because I don't know. But anyway, she seen the ultrasound and she just. Once she seen the baby in there, she started kind of second guessing herself, like really thinking it. Oh, it really is a baby here. I can see this baby. You know what I mean?
Wow, and, I'm slow. I'm sorry. Sono sound. I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about it either. Girl.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so a sonogram is when you can hear the heartbeat, the baby's heartbeat. I think. Okay, so, you know, they just kind of talked about it, and then she asked him how he felt, and he was just, like, kind of telling her he was out there thinking about it, and they kind of was, like, in the same place with that, and they just didn't both realize how, like, how much in grief they was going to be about it. But, girl, they was just ready to get it, honey, when they was having sex, they was like, well, we're just going to get an abortion. And then after it happened, the whole thing changed.
Yeah, because that's a different, it probably sounds like a good idea until you actually have to go through it. And then they were probably just, you know, I don't think they may have been prepared for what was to come with that.
Right.
So.
Okay, go ahead then.
So they eventually get to a point where they're like doing okay from that whole situation. Things are kind of happening and they're getting closer and closer to one another. And now I think there's a time when she was staying at his house when that whole thing occurred. And so the little boy comes over again one day and she ends up pretty much saying that she's his dad's girlfriend now. Cause now she feels comfortable and they're like doing their thing. So she's good with that. And then Flash forward. I'm gonna flash forward to like the very end. Okay, so they are dating and things like that. Everything is cool. So you flash forward into, I want to say it's like the epilogue or like the, it's something like that. So, and it shows that they are now married. They have a couple of kids and they're like living this really grand life and everything's like good. They couldn't be happier. And that's pretty much like how the story was. The end of that story.
So I will say that I actually love this little story. It's very cute. However, it was just not, it wasn't long enough. Like it could have been so much more
I agree. I
that
feel
could have
like,
happened.
yeah, I agree with you on that.
Like I feel like the ex life could have been a little messier. But she wouldn't, which I can't mad. I'm not mad that she wouldn't, but I'm just saying it would have made the story go on more.
Yeah, and it would have just added a little bit more drama because that whole, but I get it because homegirl wasn't pressed about that man no more and he wasn't pressed about her, so there wasn't a need for the drama. She was just kind of like whatever, but I just still expected her to be messy for some reason.
Right, and every time they would see each other, the wife and the girl, they would be looking at each other like, "Girl, you could get it," because they met, they seen each other a couple times when like he would, she would come to the house to get the little boy and stuff like that, and they would be looking at each other like, "Girl, you know you could get it, hey." How do you feel about the story?
I like the story. I thought it was very cute. I agree with you. I felt like it could have been a little bit more to the drama. And I mean, that was really it. I really liked the story. I thought it was good for it was short, but I actually liked the fact that it was short, even though I could have had more information, you know? Yeah. I liked it though. I thought it was cute. So.
All right, on to the next one.
Oh wait, oh wait, wait, wait. Before we get there, there was a story in, I mean, there was a question in the author's notes from that story, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna ask this because I think it would be funny. So one of the questions in there was, what type of drunk are you?
Oh, you know, I thought about that when I seen that. So I, as you can see from Vegas, I am like a goofy drunk. Like I fall and laugh and love everybody. Like I am not the best drunk, and it doesn't take me a long time to get drunk.
I know that's right.
Every time when I read that part, I thought about me falling down them steps. Do you remember that?
I thought about that. It was week over here, all over again. Oh man.
Pictures in my phone while I was trying to take. I don't know why I was trying to take selfies, but my eyes was closed in every picture. Don't know how you was not drunk,
I
but I
was
was drunk.
I had a good little buzz going, but I wasn't really drunk like that for real.
You weren't drunk, but you sure slept in that Uber.
Sure did, girl. I was tired. That was a long day. That was a lot of energy.
Girl, I was through off them
Man,
three glasses of wine.
my social meter was tap, girl. I was like, all right, I gotta go to sleep.
I know it was a lot because it was like we was moving earlier in the day.
All day, because you remember we got up super early because we was trying to get dressed and stuff like that. I think we got food. And then we stopped getting dressed for a little bit.
Oh yeah, but didn't we do the buttons that day? We did the buttons that day, didn't we? Or
Sure
we did the
did.
buttons the day before?
Oh no, I think we did them the day before.
Oh okay, I still got a button,
I
two
do too, girl.
buttons.
I found it the other day and just started cracking up.
So let me know if y'all want a button because I will send you one. Okay.
Girl, we gotta get some better printed ones.
I know.
But
But it was cute. It was cute.
yeah, it was cute. But yeah, that mess had me cracking up.
Well, what kind of drunk are you?
It really just depends. Like, certain alcohols make me a certain way. So I feel like when I have wine, I'm just very like chill and slightly emotional.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, and then if I feel like I have like my dark liquor, like my normal, my bourbon and my whiskeys, I feel like I'm chill and I have a good time and I like I'm just like up and I'm kind of down for whatever. I'm just like, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Like that's the kind of drunk I am. I'm not really like a fighting drunk ever. I'm just not that person.
Yeah,
But I just like
me
to, you know, I just be it just depends on like what type of chill I'm gonna have. And if it's gonna be an emotional or I need to get in my feelings, I'm gonna drink a bunch of wine.
neither.
But yeah, I drank a little bit of everything that night we was in Vegas, so I was just all over the place. But I think what
Girl,
kept
I don't
me
remember what she was drinking. I don't remember what came. I don't remember no. I just remember getting them glasses of wine, and they was filling them all the
they was
way
filling
to
up to
the
the top.
top.
Yeah, because I was over there
And
talking
I
to the bartender. The bartender was like, "Oh, you're so cute." I was like, "Thanks, girl." And she's like, I'm gonna buy you a drink." I was like, "All right." And then I was like, "This is for my friend." She's like, "I'm gonna give you a good deal." And I'm like, "All right." So she kept filling them up all the way. I'm like, "Yes."
And the girl was from South Carolina, the upstate where I'm from. So that was kind of cool. But I just remember drinking all that wine, and that wet music to me started to sound real
Girl,
good.
we was in there dancing like we ain't had no, like we were just chilling. And you know what's
Right.
funny? I think because you were so like happy and like up, that actually made me get more happy and up. So I was just like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
Because I was drinking my
yeah.
whiskey and my bourbon.
Yeah, what was Cameron drinking then? I have
Girl,
no
I don't
idea.
know.
Oh, all I know is I was drunk, I had failed, and
Mess was so
everything.
funny. Oh, I cannot believe that.
But that's how I am. I'm like a funny person when I get drunk.
Oh, it was really funny. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. Anyway.
Yeah, I did too. Anyway, going back to the story.
Right. You was worried about what we was gonna get, girl. This thing about to be an hour long. We already did at 30 minutes, and that's not including the part we did before.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, so the next story is called Streetwalker. Oh, just kidding.
Street
It's called Streetside by Nam underscore Noms on Wattpad. So yeah, let's get into it.
So in this story, it was a girl. What the
Girl,
crap?
I
Did
was gonna
she have a
ask you. I
name?
couldn't
I
remember.
don't think she had a name.
I do not remember.
I think she was a Wyatt. And if she went, she is now. So the girl was named Wyatt, and she was a prostitute, okay? The girl was a prostitute, but she also was in college to be a shelf. So she was in college to be a chef, and she pretty much was doing that to like live, like that was like her last resort or whatever. So in the story, she met Nam June because he kind of picked her up.
Oh, girl, her name is Rose. I just looked.
Oh, okay. Okay, Rose, that's her name. So he
Whoops.
picked her up or whatever, and when he picked her up, she was like, okay, where are we going, blah, blah, blah. He took her to this, like, really nice hotel room, which she was not used to, because, you know, she used to being took to motels on the back of the car, whatever.
Inside the car.
Yeah, so he took her to this nice hotel, which he must have, thinking about it, he must have been planning to do this anyway, because it didn't say he went to pay for it. It just said he went straight up to the room.
You know what? You're right.
So he was planning this anyway. So
Dang.
he picked her
That's
up,
creepy.
took her to the hotel room. Like, she was ready to get down to the business, and he was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Like, she kept trying to like get with him, like, and he was like, no, I just want to talk. So they basically just talked or whatever. She was like, you don't want no, you know, basically she was like, you don't want no head or nothing. And he was like, no, I just want to talk. I see you all the time. And he said, I had to find out who you were and all this stuff. And he was just like saying how much he really liked her, and he found himself all the time going that way from work. And She ended up asking him what he does. He was an architect, plenty of money. And she was like, "Oh no, I'm gonna do that this hotel room." So they ended up just talking a little bit, and then he ended up, did he end up taking her back?
Well, he took
They
her
didn't
to
even
the
do nothing.
yeah he yeah they didn't do nothing. They didn't do anything for a very long time. He took her to the subway station because she wasn't she didn't want to show him her house, so she always dropped him off. He always dropped her off at the subway station for a while.
Which was getting on my nerves about her, because girl, you know it was cold in New York City.
Girl.
And you wouldn't let this man drop you off at home.
In the heated
She had
car.
to, and matter of fact, she not all the time he dropped her off. Sometimes she had to walk to the subway.
Well, yeah. 'Cause she didn't want to know, she didn't want him to know nothing about her like that.
Because she didn't trust him.
It was
The whole
cold.
time she was like, "I don't trust him. I don't trust him." And I'm like, "Girl, he ain't the police. You already know he ain't the police." But anyway, so she dropped it. He dropped her off at the subway station. And dang, what else happened? That
He
was
had
pretty
asked,
much
yeah,
it.
that was pretty much it for that first part. And then I know another time he came and he was wanted to take her to get something to eat. And she ended up taking him to her uncle's restaurant to get burgers.
Oh, I guess she was pretty much, I guess after the date, she went back home. And when she went back home, it kind of describes her house as like this rundown, rugged apartment that just stink. Like, it just was not a good environment. Like,
She had a creepy landlord
a
who knew what she
creepy
did.
landlord. Yeah. And see, she was behind on her rent. So when she would come home, the landlord would be like, "Oh, you three weeks late or 3 months late on your rent, but I know how you can make up." And she was like, "No, I'll get the money." And she couldn't understand why she was so creeped out about messing with this man, because she's a freaking prostitute. She messes with anybody. But she was really creeped out by him because he was like nasty looking. Like, I envision him like a big black man, bald man with nasty, like I don't know. He had nasty teeth in my head. Like I picture his pants coming all the way up. Like,
Yeah, I seen him in like one of them white white beaters.
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, she was like,
Greasy.
"No, I'll get the money, blah blah blah." But she went to take a shower. Her apartment was so raggedy. From how they described it.
But you gotta start
Like,
somewhere.
yeah, but girl, I don't care how raggedy my apartment is, I would have made that thing my home.
You right.
And she was like, how it says she scrubbed the apartment so much, but nothing like was ever clean.
Yeah.
But girl, you could clean anywhere.
That's true.
You could have went and got a carpet cleaner and cleaned them carpets as dirty as you said them carpets were.
Yeah.
Some.
You
But she had a bed like apartment or whatever, but that's all she could afford while she was in school. And then go ahead, like me.
So yeah, so they meet up a couple more times to go, and he just wants to take her out and stuff like that. So they go out to eat, and one day he takes her to this really, really nice restaurant. And when they walk in, people are obviously like he had made a reservation already. And so people were like staring at her and whatnot. And she was feeling uncomfortable because she's like, "What are we doing here? You know, I don't for real belong." Like, and he's like, "I don't know why you feel like you don't belong. You're just like everybody else." He was really
Yeah,
good
well,
about,
she was in her street gear.
well, she was in her street gear and it was like one of them like get dressed up type of restaurants. That's kind of low key kind of stuffy depending on, you know, where you're at. But yeah, so she was like, why am I even here? But he did a really good job of making her feel that she was a person, you know? Like he was constantly like letting her know, like, no girl, you're a person. You deserve the nice things. I don't understand. Which
Well, yeah, and also he let her know that he when she asked him why you bring me here, he was just like, "'Cause you are in school to be a chef. Like, I thought you would appreciate fine dining, like real
right.
good food."
And she hasn't been eating like that. Like, she hasn't been eating well. She's been eating like ramen and burgers from her uncle. Like, she hasn't been able to create like has been doing in her classes.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the food after the waitress is staring at her or whatever. They get the food and she tastes it and is just like, this is so amazing. This is blah, blah, blah. So raving about it or whatever. So that night ends and still Namjoon doesn't want anything. He's just like, no, I just want to get to know you. Like, and she's pretty much tells him that she's not going to trust him, but he's pretty much like, I just want to build your trust. So that goes on for a while. And he's at work one day and it's Tae and Hobie, I think, that are in the break room. So people are noticing some things about Namjoon, and he's just kind of in his head about stuff because he's really feeling this girl. And he goes in the break room and it's Tae and Hobie, and they're talking about, which was random that they even were talking about it. But they were talking about sex workers and all of that. And Namjoon overhears him as he's making his coffee and like goes off on him about the whole situation. He ends up leaving his coffee, and that's kind of that on that. So there's this one night that he goes out to the street that he always goes out to go see Rose. He goes out there and she's in the car with this dude. So he walks up to the car and knocks on the door as she's getting ready to do her thing. And he's like, how much? She's like, I'm working right now. He's like, yeah, I know. But like, how much for you to not and come with me? And she goes off on him.
Yeah.
So she goes
off on him and like say, I don't need a savior.
Right.
I don't need nobody to try to help me. I can do this on my own. And then get back in the car with the man and pull on up the street.
Yep.
And the man was in the pub. To not do nothing. She didn't want his hand out.
Didn't want his hand out because she just didn't trust. She's like, I know men like this. Because she had a situation before. So backstory. She had a situation before where she was with this dude. And he was sweet and nice like Namjoon. Loving just like Namjoon was. And then like one day he just snapped. And he ended up putting his hands on her. And things got real bad. And it took her a while to get out of that situation. So after she did, she was just like, all these men. She's like, I can tell who's who from a mile away. Like, you got the guy that's super nice that's eventually going to change. You got the guy that's just gross and a perv and he's just going to do what he wants. You got the guy that's really, like, rough with you. Homegirl's been through a lot doing this job. So she had a lot of hesitation with Namjoon. Well, after she went off on him and all that stuff, she was like, she didn't want to see him for a while. So he didn't go see her. And it killed him. He was struggling.
Yeah, it was. And she was looking for him, though.
She was looking for him, hoping he was going to hit that corner. And he never did. I mean, I won't say he never did.
What kind of car did he have? He had a silver Cadillac.
Yeah.
But did you envision it being an SUV?
I did, which...
Okay. Because I don't remember if they specified, if they said it was an SUV, or was I just thinking it was an SUV?
This is why I think it was an SUV, because there was one night that they ended up going out to eat, and he took all the girls in the car with them to the uncle's restaurant. So that's why I was like, this has got to be an SUV, because it holds all them people.
Right, and then he would let them come in there and warm up in his... Yeah.
Probably had heated seats and everything.
Yeah, and then see, we forgot to mention that she had a friend. And her friend, what was her name, Candy?
Candy,
So she had a friend. Her friend Candy kept telling her, girl, he is a good guy. You might as well go ahead and let him treat you well. Like, give him a chance. He might get you out of it. Get you out of this. Ain't this why we here anyway, to try to get out of it? And she was not listening to that friend.
At all. Didn't want to do it.
Because she did not trust him.
She didn't.
She just kept saying she did not trust him.
She tried everything to push this man away. And then so that night, that there's a night that she's like out and her freaking landlord drives up to the street.
Or his creepy self.
So she already know what it is. So she's like, here we go. So she gets in the car. He takes her around the corner, but he takes her to like an alley and he starts pushing up on her. Then he's like mad aggressive with her. He ends up like choking her out. He punched her a bunch because she started to get worried and she started to like try to fight back a little bit. And so that's when he got mad and he was just like, I don't know why you acting like that. Everybody has had you in this city and all this other stuff or whatever. And so he ends up taking advantage of her and she ends up passing out in the street. Or and not in the street, but like in the in that area in the snow. In the snow, mind you.
Yes.
So Namjoon decides one the same day that, man, I'm gonna take this way home, or whatever, a different way home. And as he's driving,
I don't know why.
I don't know what's gonna happen. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So he takes this turn down the street that he hasn't, you know, doesn't normally go down, and he sees somebody like stumbling. And then he walks out because he's just a caring guy and wants to know what happened. And come to find out, it's the girl. It's Rose. She is beat up. She's barely conscious. She's freezing cold. So he scoops her up and takes her to the hospital. So she's in the hospital recovering. She has like hypothermia. She had some type of hypothermia, but I forgot what it was. But things were bad. She was taken advantage of. So she was going through a lot. So he goes in the room and he's like laying there with her and all this other stuff. And I guess eventually he falls asleep. When he wake up, homegirl is gone.
Like, because she had already talked to him. Like, she would not talk to the doctors or the nurses or anything when she came back, you know. And he did talk to her and she was like, you shouldn't have brought me here. You shouldn't have brought me here.
Yeah, because she was like, it's another bill that I'm going to have and I don't have the money as is. So now I got to pay this high hospital bill. And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, you were on the verge of death. I wanted to make sure you were good. She was pissed. She was pissed this entire time. Every good gesture.
Now, who worried about a darn bill at the hospital?
Girl.
Girl, bye. You almost died.
Girl. Crazy. So she goes home and she tries to tend to her wounds, and Namjoon's just kind of like, dang, she really left. Homegirl goes out the next day and Candy's like, hey girl, I thought you died. And she's like, oh, I'm good, knowing that she just went through hell the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Does Namjoon show up again?
Girl, I don't remember. I was just sitting over here thinking what happened when she went back to that house. So she went back to that same house.
Yeah, she did. But I feel like she was just making, like, feel like she was just kind of taking the time to really process what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything else happened. I don't know. But what happened after she went back out? He came up, I can't remember if he came up again or...
I don't
remember.
Girl, I don't either. I remember that he eventually came back up, told her what he wanted in her. He didn't care about how she was and all that good stuff. And...
oh, and he took care of her hospital bill. He was like, I'm going to take care of your hospital bill. I'll pay your tuition so you don't have to do this, because that's crazy.
And she didn't want him to do that.
And she finally was like, all right, bet. And he did.
Yeah. That's when the epilogue. Right after that, ain't it?
I remember the epilogue for the other story, but I don't remember the epilogue for
because you're the one telling me they ended up getting together.
No, I was talking about the Dilf one.
Oh, that's why when I was like, I don't think they got together at the end. I think it was what it was.
Oh, my bad. No, so yeah, she ended up cooking for him. I did forget this. So he did pay off her bills, and her tuition. He wanted to help her. He ended up allowing her to, she ended up cooking for him because she had made a promise to him that she would cook him like some food at some point. And they were kind of together though. Like low key, because she would always go to his house and she would always cook for him and they were always doing like little stuff like that. She still worked at the peep show. He always made sure she was safe. And he was telling her like, because she was talking about the view and how much she liked it. And he's like, you can come over anytime you want.
Oh yeah, I remember that part.
And then they finally kissed.
Yeah, after all that.
After all that, and then when she graduated, he ended up coming to her graduation, and
that was pretty much it.
She told him she loved him, and he told her he loved her back, and that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they kissed for the first time that night.
Well, I tell you, this story could have been so much more too.
You know, I actually liked that it wasn't more, to be honest. I wish the ending was a little bit more. Like, you get the picture. You get the picture that, like, they were in love with each other, so they were obviously going to be together. So, like, you know, I get that part. That's not lost on me. But, I don't know. I feel like it could have been a little bit more in that.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like the ending
Maybe. I don't know
could have been
though.
a little bit more, but it still was a cute little story. Wouldn't what I expect that at all when I say street side, I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
But it was cute. She just frustrated me, girl.
Yeah, it was a little bit frustrating, but it's like you could understand because of what she had been going through.
No, I can't. I can't understand at all.
I
Because if
mean,
I'm out here selling my pussy,
I guess that's true.
I'm gonna let this man give me this money that he want to give. Like I told you before, if you out here doing that, like to me, I don't know. I ain't ever heard nobody say I wanted to do this just because I like doing it.
But I feel like she was so worried because of her past that she was scared that she would take this money from this man because this has happened to her before, and then he would beat her or whatever was going to happen because he gave her money, or that he expected that just because he gave her that money, he wanted to have sex with her because that's what happened.
She kept saying that in the story that oh, he probably just want free sex. But to me, after he took you to that hotel room the first night, you should have knew he didn't want just sex.
That's true. But you know what?
That
I liked the fact that he really built her trust, and then that was that. He was persistent and he was very understanding.
he was. And another thing that got on my nerves was, girl, you are a lady of the night, and your rent 3 months late. You better get that landlord
Girl. That man was gross. It's not
He
worth
might have been
it.
gross, but you screw anybody for some money. So how many gross people have you screwed? I'm sure you wouldn't say, nah, you don't look like to my liking, so I'm gonna pay.
But I know for that too, she was worried about gay boos because she knew the type of men. She was like, I know his type, and he did exactly what she said he was gonna do. But I don't think he bothered her about that rent no more.
Well, I'm saying you should have been there. That I wouldn't even have to go through all that trauma.
Yeah, that's
Get
true.
that man some simple head, low ride or something. Keep him moving.
Girl.
I won't be paying no rent.
Girl. How about your rent free?
Free 99.
But yeah,
Okay, guys, so these stories were good, but we do still feel like we did not do Nam June justice. And like, we're going to give you guys another week of a job, Nam June.
Yes. Yes, we are. So,
We are
oh, go ahead.
actively looking. So if you guys hear this and you know an amazing Nam June story, send it to us so we can read it. Because what I found out, it is so hard to find non-Jew stories. Not necessarily that it's so hard, but when I was looking for them, I realized that we've read so many of them
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
that we've already read most of them. So,
And you know what sucks too? Sorry to cut you off, but I
No, you
feel like a
good.
lot of the Namjoon stories that I found that we haven't read before are not long enough, or
Right.
they're written in a way that's weird, kind of like a weird format, and it's not necessarily a story that's like that continues. It's like each chapter is a completely different story that just has to deal with Namjoon, you know?
Right, or it's a ship story,
Yeah.
which I don't mind ship all the time, but I don't know if
I gotta
y'all
be in
heard
the
me say
mood.
this before. Yeah, I got one, I gotta be in a mood. Two, I gotta be in a mood for a certain two.
Oh,
And
I get that.
three, I like ships, but I like ships in the story along with a Namjoon and Tom's reader story. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Like,
So,
I don't mind reading like a JK and a JK and a Tay in that story. You see what I'm saying?
I see what
Does
you're
that make
saying.
sense?
Yeah, so you don't want the story to fully be about just them.
Yeah.
I get it.
Cause I feel like I gotta feel it.
Yeah.
I gotta have my feelings in it, like I was with Mutual Help. They still got me on a chokehold. Okay. No, I was just saying, I feel like I gotta have a story that I can, like, actively be involved in. Like,
yeah.
Not involved, but I need to see it. I need to visualize it more. Like Mutual Help had me on the chokehold. And I'm like, you know, I was telling you, I'm like, dang, I'm in my feelings about this story and all this stuff. Like, I need to be like that.
I get that.
And I haven't found the ship story that got me like that yet.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, so we're going to do that, and we will, if you guys want to send us some recommendations, you can send them to us at doyoureadbts@yahoo.com. You can hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Our YouTube stuff has been going up, guys, so if you want to check us out there, please do. There's not a lot on there right now, but it's a work in progress, but it's happening, so check it out. All different it's a variation of Do You Read I think it's Do You Read BTS or Do You Read BTS Pod for our socials and stuff. So
the letter U, not the word U.
Yes, what she said. Yes. But yeah, so that's all. Thanks, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.